Hello, this is Burke Midget with The Word Works, a podcast outreach of In Christ Ministries. By the way, The Word Works, and I'm glad you're here. Thank you for joining me today for this edition of The Word Works. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father God, we thank you for your love, your goodness, and your mercy, and we thank you for revelation knowledge to flow far beyond the words that I speak into the hearts and lives of these your people. And we give you all the praise, honor, and glory in Jesus' name. Amen. We're still talking about the echo of God's love. The lessons just keep coming, don't they? 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 7 and 8, our basic scripture, foundational verses, from the Passion Translation. Since we are approaching the end of all things, be intentional, purposeful, and self-controlled so that you can be given to prayer. And prayer is so important. One way of echoing God's love is praying for people. And above all, verse 8 says, constantly echo God's intense love for one another, for love will be a canopy over a multitude of sins. I want to look at something today that can hinder that echo, hinder that reflection of God's love to other people. And it can come between you and God as well. And that's sin consciousness. I want to address it very briefly just with a couple of scriptures. Romans 5:17 from the King James says, "For if by one man's offense death reigned by one, much more they who receive abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by Jesus Christ." There's so much in that verse, and we've talked about it a great deal here on these episodes of our podcast, but righteousness, the gift of righteousness. The gift of righteousness is free. It's up to us to receive it. And I want to address that because we many times become more aware of sin and our shortfalls rather than what God the way God looks upon us and the way God sees us. God sees you in Christ Jesus. He sees you as the righteousness of God in Christ. Over in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creation. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new." And then jump down, we can read a lot of that in there and study that, but jump down to verse 21, "For he hath made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him." Now, your righteousness, the Bible says, is as filthy rags. But his righteousness is reigning in you. So when you feel like you're not pleasing God, when you just are falling short of what he wants you to be, it's up to you and me to both step up to the plate with word, the word of God, and declare to the enemy and to your mind and the enemy that's trying to come against your mind, "Hey, I'm the righteousness of God in Christ. Hey, I may have missed it here or there, but I am walking in that righteousness because I've confessed my sin before God." When you have a clarity of that in your mind, then you can echo God's love more efficiently to people who are in need. But the enemy wants to stop you and tell you that you cannot do anything. Well, he's right in one way. You can't do anything in yourself, but in Christ, you can do all things. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And that's the key, is not self-reliance, but reliance on Jesus. So if you're feeling down on yourself today, if you know someone who is, give them these scriptures, give them the word, and tell them how important it is to stand on who they are in Christ, not who they are in themselves. Father God, I thank you that we will stand in righteousness. We will see, Lord God, that we can walk in who we are in Christ and not rely on our own strength. But because we are new creations in Christ when we make Jesus the Lord of our lives, then we thank you, Lord God, that Jesus Christ was made sin for us that we might become the righteousness of God in him. Thank you, Father, for revelation knowledge of how much you love us, how you've made us to be able to stand before you in righteousness so that we, and before the devil in righteousness, so that we can echo and reflect your love to others. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks for joining us today for The Word Works, a podcast outreach of In Christ Ministries.
please consider subscribing to receive our latest podcasts. For more information about this ministry and additional resources, please visit us at bertandjoe.com. That's BERTANDJO.com. And remember, the Word works.